Sorry?
More wine.
Oh, more wine, yeah. Why not? Why not?
Indeed.
But don't give me too much.
He said it was too late.
Because I think I'm running towards my limit now. Starting to get very dozy. The room is starting to spin.
Oh, good. You don't worry, you'll get outside if you walk in.
What, by the cars bearing down on me, but it's mowing me down at any second.
I'm in the fresh air, but I'm going with the cars.
Yeah. Dangerous business.
Yeah. I'll be so glad when we get back to the room.
Yeah, I know, and well, Via Roma particularly, just with that blind bend, it's just awful. You can run along it.
Yeah. I'm not sure I can run.
I'm not sure I can run.
Possibly walk.
Audible thing, what's it? Where are we?
He's saying hello.
Where are we?
We are in Al Giardino.
Al Giardino.
Yeah. Which is a garden.
Yes. But we're not in a garden.
No, we're opposite the garden.
Is this the garden that was set out by that English lady who lived here for a long time? Some time ago.
Possibly. We might be further up on your team than we in the...
Ah, right, maybe. Well, I did watch the Michael Portillo thing, which I don't think you've seen.
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Do you go to the Kettle Rings headquarters? Maybe there's someone.
Sorry?
Kettle Rings headquarters.
I don't think he did, no.
You go to Winton Chain, you must have gone to the Wunderbar.
And we haven't been to the Wunderbar.
No, we haven't.
Oh, we'll have to come back then.
I must say, one of my things about Barcelona was when I walked down to the cafe where Giorgio was in the shootout.
Yeah.
And it's still called Cafe Mocha, I think.
Yeah.
It will obviously be done. It's an internet cafe.
Yeah.
And there's no kind of sign or anything. Like,
yeah.
I know it's finally changing. It's probably for the best. But really, you deprive me of an old Britain cafe, really? So I don't know what the Wunderbar is like.
It could be awful, it's true.
I never really believe it's been
awful. Yeah, but I'm all in for following in Churchill's footsteps. Having stroked his big toe or whatever it is in the outside the House of Commons before they stopped visitors from doing it, and having used the toilets in the Liberal Club, which apparently he used to pop in to use.
I'm sure he did. When he was still a Liberal.
No, I think it was later.
Well,
he still popped in there.
Should have got rid of him.
Should have done.
He barred the door.
Yeah. Lock the door.
No, not a very liberal thing to do.
Yeah, that's about it, really. Oh, and I suppose I've been to Chartwell and
I do like
other places.
Do you see there was a great letter in Chartwell about halfway through the Second World War about berating the BBC for not recording it Istanbul.
Calling it?
Istanbul.
Instead of Constantinople, okay.
Which ended with a great phrase. Place name should be pronounced with the aid of British visitors, not the other way around.
Oh, that's very good. So we can go back to Bombay and Calcutta.
Indeed. Well, the great thing is that I can't remember what they changed the train station in Bombay to.
Yeah.
But they still call it BT.
Yeah.
Is a terminus.
Yeah.
Right, if you're gonna change the name, at least do it with enough support that people will not just keep on.
You sort of get the idea that actually people aren't that bothered, really, if their city is called one that, you know, uses British name, English name.
I mean, there's some that I can see why you might want
to
change.
I never understood why Calcutta have changed to Kolkata. It just seems a bit pedantic, really.
It's a bit like, because there was, at least in according to Midnight Children, there were a number of different versions of why they call it Bombay.
Right.
It might be after an Indian goddess called I'm going to pronounce this wrong now.
Yeah.
But Mumba Devi or something like that.
Mumba Devi.
Something like that. Okay. Which is why it's probably nothing like that.
It's wine is seriously going to my head.
Why you get Mumbai now. Mm. But, you know, there's also the kind of Portuguese Big Bay, Bombay.
I'm not going to finish this wine. I'm too tired. I'm falling asleep here. It's my water.
Straight ahead. Do you want a bit more?
Yes, please. You know how just suddenly you come away from feeling just really exhausted?
Yeah, you always do this.
Right. I always do, yeah. I'm trying desperately to stay awake, but...
I know. Don't worry about it. Well, until we get out on the road, then please stay awake.
Is our car coming? Oh, well, never mind. It can go around.
It might well do that.
Wow. It was a nice life, but, you know...
I'm too tired. I didn't want to
say... It wouldn't be the end of the world.
No, for you it would be.
For me it would be, yeah, that's true. I don't know if you could sneak a dead body onto a V8 flight.
Got insurance, why would I bother?
True. Right, okay, that's enough recording.
You're not feeling very well.
Yeah.
Pay what they want.
Yeah.
Don't worry, as soon as we can get these flies off, then we'll be fine.
Nice.
It's going to be really bad when something goes wrong.
Don't say that. Don't say it.